Hello, this is Suresh Thyagarajan from the International Assembly in Jamesville, New York, your pastor for the day. I want to share with you a portion of scripture about the life of Amos, the Old Testament prophet whom God called. And what really blessed me was his willingness to serve God wherever he sent him. And this is in Amos chapter 7, 14. And it says, "Then Amos answered and said to Amaziah the priest, I was no prophet, nor was I a son of a prophet, but I was a sheep breeder and a tender of sycamore fruit. Then the Lord took me as I followed the flock, and the Lord said to me, Go, prophesy to my people Israel." And one of the beautiful things about this man is that he was available to God. And he was a man who loved God, and he was so much in love with God and longing to do whatever God wanted him to do. We see that men and women of God who God called, and they were willing to yield, like Mary, whom God used to give birth to our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we see Amos was ready, and David also, God chose him. In this particular case, he was given a very difficult assignment. But for him, he was not looking at the enemy, looking at the people. He was looking at God. We see that even in the story of Elijah. In 1 Kings 17, he says, "As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand." When we look to the Lord, when we really worship him, he gives us boldness and confidence and courage. So that's what he said. "Even though I was not a prophet, but I was a sheep breeder." Doesn't matter what you're doing, God can use anyone and everyone. He wants people who are faithful, available, and teachable. Here was a man ready to serve, ready to go. Then he said, "The Lord took me." Isn't that beautiful? That when we are ready, when we are willing, when we are available, God is looking for people. And even the Gospels, we say, "Pray to ye to the Lord of the harvest." In the Amplified Bible, he says, one of the Gospels, he said they're looking for farmhands, somebody who would work hard, give their best. And so Amos was ready. And he said, "He asked me to go, and he went. Let us be available to the Lord Jesus Christ. He has redeemed us. He has called us. He has sealed us with his Holy Spirit. He has given us," Psalm 81:16, it says, "He will give us the honey out of the rock, the finest of the wheat." God has given us the best in Jesus Christ. Let us give the best we have for the glory of God. And one day we'll look back and say, it's worth it all. And Paul, as he was writing, as we see in Acts chapter 20:24, he says, "None of these things move me, neither do I count my life dear unto me, that I may finish my course with joy." His desire was to finish his course with joy. So let us live for the Lord. That's what Jesus did in Hebrews 12:2. He said, "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, is now seated at the right hand of God the Father." Let's be ready, available like Amos, and serve him. This is Suresh Thyagarajan from the International Assembly in Jamesville, New York, your pastor for the day.